Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. I want to remind you today that you can use your story, or you can let your story use you. And when people are struggling to make change, they're often unknowingly letting their story use them. Somebody messaged me the other day and they said, well, it's really hard when you didn't have examples of healthy lifestyles growing up. O-
Okay. That is an example of the belief system that lets the story use you. I can't change because, or it's hard to change because these things happen to me. As opposed to you using your story means, yeah, I didn't have the example, so I need to be the example for myself or for my kids or for myself and for my kids. It comes down to this. Are you in control? When we say, well, I can't because I don't have a supportive spouse, or it's hard for me because I'm older, or I've never been able to do it because of my job, or because I've been in this pattern for the last 30 years, you're letting your story use you. You are putting your story in the driver's seat when the fact of the matter is you can be in the driver's seat no matter what your story is. You can use it. I didn't have the healthiest models of food behavior, health behavior growing up. In fact, I was put on a diet when I was like 6 years old. I mean, exercise was a punishment for me when I was in elementary school. But that doesn't limit anything that I am capable of doing today. That does not restrict in any way the example that I can set for my kids, the example that I can be for myself. You can use your story or you can let your story use you. You have the option of being in control. Are you taking it? Are you reminding yourself that, yeah, we all have things that influence us or that have influenced us in the past? Maybe there are patterns. Maybe there are other people. It's probably both. But you're still in the driver's seat. You still are in control of the choices you make today and the patterns and the habits you establish today. There's not any control that is taken from you over your health, over your finances, over your autonomy because of past patterns, because of the influence of other people. So are you going to use your story or are you going to let your story use you? Are you in control? Are you taking control? Are you claiming it today and capitalizing on it? We'll see you tomorrow.